All right. This is Ross Payton here at Gen Con 2010, and we are running Artifact Zero from Delta Green's Eyes only. And shit is getting real. So, anyways, we have four agents with us, or three agents and a friendly. So I'll just go from left to right.
Murph, I'm playing Tillman.
All right, agent. Any particular specialties or abilities that you'd like to know?
Tillman's probably a student for life because he had like three majors and was not terribly great at all.
Okay. Jack of all trades, master of none. All right, so next up we have Sean.
I'm Sean. I'm going to be playing Alex Clayton, who is a communication security specialist.
Still?
Yeah.
Are you still playing the same character from the last
I switched. Well,
okay,
essentially switch. The same. I just changed his title.
All right, your agent, Tyler or Tillman? Or?
Oh, I'll be... Agent Tyler, then.
Tyler, okay.
I'm sorry, all right, then I'll be Tatum.
Tatum, you're Tatum.
I'll be Agent Tatum.
All right, next up.
I'm Agent Tyler, U.S. Marshal.
All right, and finally?
Tad, playing...
Agent Tad.
Yeah. Daniel Lawrence, geologist from Arkham, Massachusetts.
All right. All four of you have been invited to a night at the opera. You have been, the briefing is, simple. The one of, Dr. Wilson's assistant from Pennsylvania, there have been several odd disappearances in a dig site in, Montana. One of them was Gareth Weiland, a Delta Green friendly who went missing along with his compatriots on September 8th. Big Porcupine Creek. He made a call to the Delta Green conspiracy in the last minutes of his life, although he suspected all some sort of supernatural. And that due to the erratics found on the site, he grew understandably alarmed when his compatriots began to vanish before his eyes. So you are flown out. You meet up with a Delta Green handler who tells you what to expect. That there have been several, let's see here, you're going to be flying to Helena, Montana, and here's what's happened. There have been an archaeologist, a doctor... Going to find his first name. Dr. Wilson's first name. Dr. Wilson and his assistants have disappeared from this archaeological dig site that has found many... unusual things, or at least that's sort of what he has reported. Dr. Thomas Thorling. Goddamn. So you have been told to find out what's going on with Gareth. Gareth has been worked with the conspiracy before him. Dr. Emmett Wilson, E M M T E T, and his team has all gone missing. Let's see here. There have been 8 disappearances so far. Now, you are told of a, you are to investigate to find out, determine what, if any, if you can find out what happened to Gareth, and the other 8 people. Basically, the archaeological dig site was on a site owned by a mining company. The Lewiston Prospecting and Refining Corporation owns the land that it's on at Big Porcupine Creek. Basically what happened was the mining company was digging up the ground in Montana looking for oil or, checking out to see what they could find down there. And they found some artifacts, some sort of metallic artifacts or something. So they called an archaeologist to find out what was going on, as is their procedure. Archaeologists are investigating. They started finding strange erratics. Erratics are things that are found out of date. Like, you find something that belongs in one era in a layer of soil associated with another layer. So they found these things, and... then they called in the archaeologist to look at them, and then the people started disappearing. So there have been a number of disappearances.
Including the archaeologists.
Yes, the archaeologists are the ones who disappeared.
Right.
So okay. There have been actually 7 disappearances so far. So there's a town nearby, Harlowtown, There's the Digside Big Porcupine Creek. And let's see here, the... so you can go there and basically figure out what you're... Again, you're supposed to figure out what's going on.
How far away was the town from the dig site?
The dig site, that is a good question. Let me look at the map. Dig site is... it is... about 10 miles. Here's the map, here's Harlow Town, and here's the dig site. So you take the road, the highway, then you go down to one of these side roads. And so 10 miles.
Yeah.
It's Montana, big sky country. Okay. There is, you have an agent, you can contact an agent, Harlow, who can provide you with resources if necessary. And the FBI is involved. All of you, your cover stories that you are FBI agents looking into this strange matter. There are a number of avenues for you to investigate. You can piece together the chronology to figure out exactly what happened when. In fact, why don't we do that first? So here's a timeline of the events so far. The 1997, the Lewiston Prospecting Refining Corporation, Billings, Montana, discovers a site of what is believed to be metal deposits in an area called Big Porcupine Creek. Utilizing ground-penetrating satellite called Geostar, they lease the site's mineral right from the federal government, who has been the only owner. Late 1997. Oh, this takes place in the year 1999, by the way.
Okay.
October. You arrive October 1st, 1999. Okay. So in late 1997. Lewiston sends prospectors to the site who discover no minerals or valuable ore deposits. They do discover strange structures in the earth. The company believes they have come upon an anomalous Native American site. Early 1998, Lewiston contacts University of Montana at Helena, talks to a Dr. Thorley about the Indian site. Thorley does not know what to make of it. The corporation gives the school permission to dig on the site until they can sell the lease, or it runs out. Other projects draw Thorley's attention from the site for many months. Summer 1999, Thorley informs two of his graduate students they go there to dig it up. Dozens of odd erratics are located by the scan using seismographs and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. June 5th, 1999, there is an invitation sent to a Dr. Wilson. The one who came back, he thinks the site might be a good example of so-called erratics, artifacts which belong to strata which they should not be found upon. He hopes Wilson will assist in a careful survey of the land. July 1, 1999, the group begins excavation of the area and of the creek located in the Lewiston survey. July 9, they find, let's see here. Yeah, July 9, they find a fossilized male skeleton from the Pliocene era strata at the Big Porcupine Creek. They also uncovered dozens of metal fragments from the ground. July 30th, Franklin Opez is last seen entering his dorm room. August 1, Opez's room is discovered empty and he's reported missing. August 2, Dr. Thorley is questioned by the police and released. August 18, the University of Pennsylvania team, led by Dr. Wilson, uncovers their first skeleton remains at Big Porcupine Creek. It is another male skeleton found under similar conditions. August 20th, the University of Pennsylvania team uncovers a fossilized skeleton of a human male. August 21st, they uncover the fossilized remains of another human male. August 22, University of Penn uncovers the fossilized remains of another human male. The Penn on August 23rd, yet another remains of a human male found in the Pliocene strata.
They're from which era?
The Pliocene era. P-I-L-O-C-E-N-E.
It's early human?
No, like millions of years ago.
Yeah, like
ferns.
Yeah, 5 million years ago.
Cavemen.
No.
No, yeah. Humans are only like 1-2 million?
Yeah, 1 or 2 million years.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's before,
before even that. Yeah. So that's what you're talking about when you're saying like that. Yeah.
They're erratics. Like, they're not supposed to
count. Like, yeah. Oh, this is way older than it should be.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. August 29th, the team finds the fossilized remains of a human female.
So they're all males.
Let's see here. The local police report that evening in the Monterey Diner in Harlowtown, the UPenn group gets into a heated argument with two Indians from the local reservation. The Indians leave before violence ensues. August 30th, UP discovers a bent and nearly destroyed antenna in Pliocene Rock. All the researchers spend several hours combing the surface looking for metals or serial numbers. None are found. September 3rd, Dr. Thorley buys a shotgun at the Helena Guns and Bows. These are the notes you've already gotten from the FBI, so
okay.
That's why you already know this. He goes to the Big Porcupine Creek site, brandishing the weapon and demanding to see what the team has discovered. He is subdued after a breakdown and is taken away by the county sheriff department. September 5th, Thorley vanishes from his cell in Harlowtown. September 8th, Gareth Weiland makes a phone call to Delta Green. The last time he was heard from, the Wheatland Sheriff Department later discovered the entire team is missing. September 15th, the Helena FBI is contacted, and their assistance is requested. FBI begins their investigation, and then the wheels start turning. Delta Green finds out about it. Delta Green gives you a transcript of Weiland's message to Delta Green, which is not in the official records because Weiland, Delta Green does not officially exist.
Sure.
So,
and who was Thorley again? You mentioned him very early on.
He's the second guy they called in.
Okay.
There's Doctor. Yeah. There's
who
two.
Actually is he? Like, what was it? What's his? Occupation? Where is he from?
Wait, who? Which one?
Thorley.
Thorley is the one that the mining company contacts about digging up the site.
A prospector?
No, he's an archaeologist. He's a professor.
Remember,
the mining company thought that this was a Native American site, so they needed somebody to check it out to find out if it was or not before they could start digging. Thorley. Does that make sense?
Then he got his two grad students, and then he called Dr. Wilson.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Anyways, here is your the transcript of Weiland's phone call. Call was placed at 3:35 p.m. on September 8th. Gareth here, working through Charlie for the group. Jesus, everyone is gone. Wilson was the first to go, and he just like went away. But now, and I mean, it's just been minutes. Gone, all gone. Everyone here at the dig. We were digging to Big Porcupine Creek near Harlowtown, Montana. There's a burst of static. I couldn't do it. It's something about the antenna. We dug up something. Hair standing on end. Something's, and the message ends. The FBI has tried to trace where the Gareth called, but they couldn't be able to trace it. So, the local FBI does know about Delta Green, obviously.
Now, did they find everybody? Have they found the dig site? Or?
Yeah, no, the dig site's well known. It's Big Porcupine Creek. It's taped off with police stuff. They had the 7 skeletons so far found. They also have the antenna that's mentioned.
Okay.
And all kinds of stuff. So there are. Let's see here. Alright. Yeah, the antenna is still a Big Porcupine Creek. They haven't finished digging it up. They have everything else that the team has dug up. Apparently, there are some metal bits and fragments that they dug up. They are being stored at the Helena FBI department. This is the scene as you find it. What are all of you going to do?
I'm going to do is check the geological record they've discovered and attempt to disprove this nonsense.
Okay.
I don't believe any of it.
This is bull crap.
All right. So you're checking the team's notes?
Yeah, I'm going to check their notes.
All right, give me geology. Or archaeology, whatever.
Archaeology.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got geology. I'm a geologist. no, I fail in either count.
Okay.
Whoa, surely they're wrong. You can't make anything.
Are we back at our base?
You can be, I assume you got a hotel room in Harlowtown near the dig site.
Okay.
You can drive to Helena to visit the FBI's records. The FBI has the body, the skeletons.
Who has the antenna then?
The antenna is at Big Fork Pine Creek. That's 2 miles away from Harlowtown.
Okay, is that...
They unearthed it, but they didn't take it out of the ground.
All right, sure.
So the team that's missing...
Yes.
It's 8 people...
7 people, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh. Alright, yeah.
Yeah, 7, and then the other guy went missing.
Yeah.
Lucas.
2 doctors, 2 grad students, and then the team workers.
And the doctor. Finished from jail cell.
No, they're...
And the archaeologist.
Male skeleton. Yeah. Female skeleton.
Yeah.
And they found them swings. Before they were missing, so it can't possibly be them. That's clearly madness.
Well, it can't possibly be them because they're in Pleistocene rock.
That's an impossibility.
Think logically, man.
Right.
That's not really a Massachusetts accent, is it?
Well, you were educated in England.
Of course I was. Think about this reasonably. The reason it can't be them is because it's in Pleistocene rock. It can't be anybody. There's no human remains in that era.
If I was a murdering... archaeologist, so I would certainly stick some skeletons and pretend to find them.
You can't just stick somebody in solid rock. It doesn't work.
Well, so you think he just screwed up? Like, he just screwed up on analyzing the time at which those skeletons came from?
I think that's fairly obvious from this data. It's impossible.
Well, can you date the skeletons?
There is one guy from the dig team. Dr. Thorley's team included himself. Oh, sorry, Dr. Thorley's team included himself, Franklin Lopez. Let me just read you the names of the people from the digs. Dr. Thorley had a team of himself, Franklin Lopez, and a third man, Michael Richards. Michael Richards is still around. He is, you can talk to him. And then there is, let's see here. There's Dr. The other people who are missing. Dr. Thorley, Dr. Thomas Thorley, and the Franklin Lopez Jr., Gareth Weiland, then there is Larry Hazel, Dr. Emmett Wilson, let's see here, and let's see here, Dr. Wilson, Denise Dester, those are the people that are missing.
So
and there is actually, there is a, yeah, there is another person. Let's see here. There's actually, it's hard to keep track. There's a lot of people missing. let's see, there are 7 skeletons.
There are 7 skeletons. There are 6 men and 1 woman.
Let's see here. Yeah, skeleton. Yeah, 6 males.
Corresponds to the people that went disappearing.
Yeah,
it's purely a coincidence.
Actually, no. There's one more skeleton than people who are. There's one more person. There's one more skeleton than people missing.
Okay.
So there's
8.
So there's let's see here. Dr. Thorley is missing. Franklin Lopez is missing. Let's see here. Gareth Weiland is missing. Larry Castle is missing. Dr. Emmett Wilson is missing. So that's 5 men. And then there's 1 woman, Dr.
Denise.
So there's 1 other...
6 people missing, 5 of them men, 1 of them a woman, and there's 7 skeletons from the dig site, one of which is female. Mm-hmm.
Could you date the skeletons that...
Well, I can go over the information they have here. Any sort of radiocarbon dating is likely to take some time.
Well, the radiocarbon dating doesn't take too long. They've already done it. It showed the maximum possible date for radiocarbon dating. Radiocarbon dating is only accurate to so long, so the half-life and all that junk.
Yeah.
But it maxed it out. So it's old.
Clearly it's a mistake, then.
Yeah, clearly, obviously. Something's wrong here.
Can't max it out.
At the dig site, did they find any tracks or any sort of physical evidence from the disappearances?
They disappeared in various places. For example, Dr. Thorley disappeared
in
a jail cell with witnesses.
Dr. Ortez disappeared going into his dorm room.
Yes.
Who are the witnesses?
Guy made the call.
Other prisoners.
The phone line.
And what did how did he describe
this? And the rest
this?
Of them were antennae around the dig site.
Yeah. Let's see here. The antenna was found in the rock after the...
there's
after
Michael Richards who's still hanging around. All right, here we go. Three inmates he shared a general detention cell with at Wheatland County Jail early in the morning, September 5th, 1999. Inmates Lawrence Dahlgren, Richard Severs, and Tip Yarrow claimed to see Thorley vanish before their eyes in the cell. Three men had attempted to break into a hardware store in Harlowtown the night of Thorley's arrest. All are low-grade felons and drifters with multiple convictions to their credit. They swear that Thorley was simply there one second and gone the next. Despite repeated interrogations, they have stuck to their story. There's no prior connection between them and Thorley, and any event cannot explain how these fumbling criminals could have assisted him from breaking the cell. The current theory is that simply he was Thorley, that the men were simply asleep when Thorley got out and know nothing of any use. They're all in the jail, and can be questioned at your leisure if you want to.
Yeah, actually, that might be a good idea.
Okay.
I'll go along.
I have
with
some.
You,
I have some.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
I
actually
took a few psych courses. I'll be able to tell if these are madmen.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I did too. I have a little bit of psychology, so I kind of want to see, like, you know, these guys. You know.
All right, you be the good cop, and I'll be the bad cop.
You really want to go for this? You really want to try this?
Oh, I can be the good cop, and you can be the bad cop if you like.
No, you go ahead with the bad cop.
All right.
All right. You're just taking one of them? How are you taking all of them at the same time?
Yeah, just
one at a time.
All right, Lawrence. Richard Severs. That's a good name. So you take Richard, interrogation room, and he's there. He's like, what do you want?
Listen, we just had another... We just had a couple of questions about the inmate you had a while ago that you claimed up and disappeared.
Yeah, that's what he did.
I just, as I'm asking him questions, I'm just going to kind of, like, try to get a read on him. Like, does he...
Mm-hmm.
He seems sincere. Like, he's not just...
All right, give me a psychology check. You read him, have him go through the basic, you know, his statement.
Right.
I fail.
Yeah, I did it. 41, and my skill is at a 75.
He doesn't seem insane to you. He doesn't give off any tics or mannerisms, though, as a not schizophrenic or, you know... If he is insane, he's hiding it very well. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he seems to believe a story, and he seems to be sane.
So you were looking at him in his cell, and then he just vanished.
Just a blink of an eye, man. Craziest thing. I thought the rapture was happening, but, you know, like, nobody else vanished, so...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those other people... I read the other people disappeared. Maybe that happened in paper. You know. You ever think of that FBI, man? Maybe UFOs took him? X-Files was on at that time. So.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we do think of things.
Yeah, just, sounds like some X-Files stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I that's really all I wanted to get out of him, unless you had a
question. Just wanted to see if he was...
I just wanted to see
if he was a liar
if he was
insane. I was looking to see if he was mad, and clearly he's not.
Yeah. Because, I mean, this is a little weird, like, oh, he up and vanished. Okay. Three inmates saying the same thing.
While they're talking to the inmate, is the sheriff who arrested Tillman when he came to the site with the shotgun?
Thorley.
Oh, Thorley. I'm Tillman.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Can I make a psychology check? Hold on.
Is the sheriff who arrested him or subdued him when he brought the shotgun to the site at the police station?
Yeah, sure.
Can I go talk to him?
All right.
I'll ask him... when you arrested Dr. Thorley from that unfortunate shotgun incident, did he say anything?
He was crazy, man. He's like uncontrollable, you know, manic. He's shouting and just angry.
Okay, could you get any details? I know it might seem insignificant.
He said he was he didn't want to be touched. He was real picky about that. Thought he was infected. You know, we wouldn't tell him one. He didn't look sick to me, but he's like he hated being touched. The deputy Brown, he tried to handcuff Dr. Thorley, but he struggled and pleaded for minutes before, you know, he finally gave up. Past that point, Thorley, he was silent and well behaved. The basic thing of the attack was that he just walked into camp, demanded to see what they dug up, and seeing that he had a shotgun, they complied with they did what he asked. Broke down. He looked at the skeleton number four, according to the list, the fourth one they dug up or whatever. And let's see here. According to your FBI, it's skeleton five. Thorley recognized the. He looked like he, I don't know, he freaked out or something, but he broke down. That's when he went crazy.
And upon seeing the skeleton?
What?
Upon seeing the skeleton?
Yeah.
That they dug up?
And you said that the last member of the team is in...
And this is, you're not like, talking to the sheriff, it was Deputy Brown.
Deputy Brown?
Yeah, okay. Who arrested him. So, yeah.
How preserved, or let's see,
a skeleton that old, entirely fossilized, none of the original organic material will be left.
Right.
4 or 5 million years.
So Michael Richards is around? He's the last remaining survivor?
Michael Richards, yes.
Yeah. So let's go talk to him.
Okay. Alright, so you go find him. He's in Helena. Let's see here. He is a... And born in 1972, graduate degree in archaeology. They uncovered, you read the interview reports that you had from the initial investigation. They're digging up hundreds of erratic small bits of what appeared to be warped and twisted pieces of tempered steel in strata inconsistent with their modern age. July 8th, they found the first skeleton. After it was removed and examined, Dr. Thorley's attitude changed drastically. He threatened both Opez's and Richard's funding if they mentioned any of the discoveries at Big Porcupine Creek to anyone. He kept quiet until, Richard's kept quiet until Franklin Opez disappeared. He then went to the police, informed them of the threat Dr. Thorley had made, fearing some sort of professional reprisal. Richard did not mention the skeleton at first. Let's see here. It was only later on that he revealed, after being questioned again, that something that Thorley had taken the skeleton that they then recovered. Thorley. You do find out Thorley did take a skeleton. Let's see here.
Where did he take it?
To his house.
In
his house.
Yes, I agree.
It's right. On a state?
Yeah, it's one of the, let's see here, it was the one, the skeleton that they dug up on July 8th, which is...
Is that, you said that was the fourth one in the sequence?
Let me find the list of skeletons. Let's see here. July 8th would have been no, that was the skeleton ones. One was the one he dug up.
It was the first excavation, they found a male and a lot of human fragments.
Yeah, I'm probably getting the details mixed up. It's been a while since I've read the fine details on this. So Michael Richards, the police are keeping an eye on him, but he's been extremely cooperative, and has no explanation other than that. Dr. Thorley, you start tracing his habits. Let's see here. Let's see here. You have his personal effects that you found. There's a skeleton found in his garage and determined to be from the first dig at the Big Porcupine Creek. It is labeled, it's male skeleton one. The one that was dig up on July 9th. He wept at another one, so... Let's see here.
This man is clearly mentally unstable.
Yeah. So, yeah. He wept at skeleton five. So, yeah, that's what you find out. He took the first skeleton, hid it for a while, but then it was taken by the FBI.
Okay.
So it has not been looked at, though. Do any of you have any medical or forensic skills?
Let's see here.
Medical, I do not.
Okay.
First aid, as far as I go.
Yeah, same here, actually. Yeah.
No forensics?
Yeah, no forensics here.
Okay.
Is forensic a skill?
It's forensics, yeah.
Oh, look at this. Oh, I don't
know. Did Dr. Wilson ever take anything from the site?
No, it was only Thorley.
Okay.
Has anybody looked into some sort of academic fraud where they could have been planning these skeletons for...
What kind of fraud? What do you mean?
Well, to make a discovery.
Well, it's not a discovery that the scientific... I mean, it's erratics. They're inconsistent. None of the notes you found...
People would probably dismiss it just by the fact that, you know, the skeletons are possibly old.
Yeah, I mean, if it was fraud, it would probably be like, hey, we found a new Indian civilization, you know, a new Native American culture.
Clearly.
They wouldn't find tempered steel that's a million in the in the Pliocene
era. Discovered these completely fraudulent steel. Or some mistake, mistake of nature placed these here, and... Basically, he had a mental breakdown out of Fred's career. He was an archaeologist. This would destroy everything that he'd ever been. If this was,
maybe we should look into his history. Would he actually do something like that?
There are numerous remains that are there. The catalog remains stored now in possession of the FBI.
We should check his background, see if he has any history of mental illness.
Yeah,
it's certainly possible this triggered some deeper psychological issue.
Let's see.
Check his psych profile.
Yeah.
All right.
That, and I'm curious about the dispute that went down.
The argument with the Indians at the diner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
I'm curious about that.
I don't see how that relates.
Well,
you never know.
There's no such thing as coincidences. Usually.
It was between the
locals and who else?
It can't be on the reservation
if somebody actually bought it. Yeah.
The one that didn't go crazy with the shotgun.
Okay.
Yeah, his whole team was.
But he disappeared. He was one of the people who disappeared.
Yes.
Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they believed it might have been an unknown Indian site, but there's no current information that this was Indian territory. It was government owned and it was bought by a private company.
Right.
It's not part of a reservation and not claimed by any of the local Native Americans, apparently.
Well, actually, do we know that?
Well, it was government owned and it was bought by a private corporation.
Right, but then the government would never take land from the Indians.
No.
Never.
Roll your history skill.
Yeah. Hold on, my history of 35 tells me that something ain't right about what you just said.
Maybe we should check and see if there is any Indian claim to this land.
Yeah, that actually might be a good idea, but I mean, and also follow it up with, those Indians might actually know something as well. I mean,
they were arguing about something.
They were probably arguing about the dig in general.
Well, we can certainly check it out.
On land that, you know, they had no right to, or they thought they had no right to.
Apparently there's some detail about the shards of the tempered steel.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Well, Thorley's house has already been thoroughly searched for any other...
And they took the skeleton back that he took away.
Any other artifacts he may have mishandled and placed in his private residence, and I don't think we need to go there.
Why would he put a skeleton in his garage?
Yeah.
Like,
he wanted to see something. I think he wanted to see something about that skeleton, like, for himself.
Right, but why wouldn't he take it to, like, a lab? Why a garage?
Well, clearly, if he had discovered remains at the same time that his close contacts and students had been disappearing, coupled with the blows to his work, he may have suffered a psychological breakdown, believing that these were the remains of his students, as irrational as that obviously is.
You haven't read Eyes Only, have you?
No.
Okay. All right.
I think that's a completely, you know, obviously, mental breakdown.
No, obviously. All right.
Everyone around it began dying. Or vanishing.
I did want to look
if you want, if one of you wants to allocate some points of forensics, I mean, that's fine.
I'll do it. I should have mentioned that. I'll drop my points.
Forensics is a general investigation.
Okay, I got that covered. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. So I will make a forensics roll then.
At the skeleton.
Okay. I actually make it. 25 out of 31.
All right, let me find the...
This isn't a skeleton?
It's paper mache.
All right, it is male skeleton number one.
It's rock candy.
It was located 30 feet down in the Pliocene strata, consistent with about 5.1 million years ago by Dr. Thorley and his team on July 9th. The skeleton belongs to a Caucasian male, approximately 5'9" tall, with evidence of modern surgical and dental work. A steel surgical pin was found embedded in the skeleton's left femur, and two fillings were found in the skeleton's middle right molar. You also find what appeared... Give me an idea check.
Clearly impossible.
We need to look up medical records on one of those guys.
I make the idea check.
It looks like a pair of what appears to be twisted and destroyed aviator glasses frames were found in the box with the skeleton. And let's see. According to reports from Michael Richards, these glasses were moved from the ground with the skeleton itself. Let's see here. So, that is your investigation of the skeleton.
This is obviously... I don't know.
This is pretty... I don't know. This is getting kind of elaborate for
I'm getting kind of freaked the fuck out.
Well, we've got... we need to track down the Indian lead, and we need to do... Someone needs to track down the medical records.
Yeah, track down the medical records of the people who went
missing. Yeah, them. I mean,
I'm going to spend a couple hours irrationally running down, double-checking
Who's really medical records at this point? I would have mind looking through them to see if anybody had late surgery.
Who's medical records first? Just tell me who.
Just go down, who's the first person to disappear?
Ortez. He was
Thorley.
Going to
his Thorley.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to look for...
Can we talk to the Indians?
Yeah, we're going to talk to the Indians.
You two go talk to the Indians, and we'll check up on the remains.
Let's see here. Opez was 5'11".
Wait, you got psychology. You go talk to the Indians.
I have psychology and...
I'm going to be
Opez is 2 inches taller than you,
Skeleton.
Okay. So, who are you going to look up next?
Well, I would just go down the list in order to, and then, like, until someone, like, their height matches, and then see if they had, like, legs or really disappear.
Who was the person, the next person to disappear?
After that, they just started
talking about a male skeleton femur.
The male grad student.
They all disappeared around the same time, didn't they?
Yeah. They all disappeared.
So, yeah, let's go with the students then. That's, like, just.
All right. Gareth is 6'2". Gareth Weiland, a Delta Green Friendly, 6'2".
Okay.
Larry Castle is 6 foot.
All
right. Emmett Wilson is 5'11". Guess who is 5'9"?
Who would be?
Dr. Thorley.
No kidding.
You look at his surgical records.
Yeah.
There is an X-ray. Let's see here. You have his medical X-rays. There's an X-ray that nearly matches the fossilized skull with his dental X-rays. The pin carries a manufactured serial number, which can be matched with medical records showing as having been implanted in Dr. Thorley's leg back in 1974. No one at the FBI department in Helena has made this connection.
I induce vomiting.
Is this like a sanity check?
Give me sanity checks. Yeah,
it's like no fucking way.
I made it.
Alright, one sand, if you make it.
I got one.
Okay, wow. Then you one sand. You're just like... Oh, yeah, this
that's
is...
pretty messed up,
can't critically fail, can't critically succeed.
So.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I recover from mental shock. I'm a skeptic as much as the next guy, but I can't deny... I can't really chalk that up to coincidence that a surgical... number matches up.
This would be too elaborate for a hoax.
It's clearly fossilized.
There's no way this is fake.
It's fossilized bone. Unless somebody mimicked him completely and chiseled it out of bone to the exact detail and replicated his surgical pin.
All right.
This can't be fake.
We're gonna go talk to the Indians.
All right.
Some of us were interested in learning about the dispute that went down. At the diner.
First, probably go to the diner first and find out who it was.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe people who overheard it.
Yeah, yeah. The local department, police department is quite eager to help you. You find the two men. Let's see here. Do they even have? I mean, they mention it in there, but. Do they mention it anywhere else in the scenario? Oh, no, of course not. You find the two men,
is that a red herring I see?
Yeah, it pretty much is.
After it, man!
Yeah.
Jason's got a skeleton, not a fossilized bone.
Those two Indians that were seen arguing, yeah, they crashed their car right after they left the diner.
Two more skeletons.
I think we need to pursue this Indian angle even more.
Yeah, there is nothing
about
them.
Let's go to the reservation.
We're just going to keep finding skeletons. It's going to keep freaking us out.
Obviously, the Indians are responsible.
Yeah.
They're using their magic.
Start torturing people.
The mumbo jumbo.
Who are you going to torture? Every Indian.
You find them, they were both in jail.
Don't do it. You know, in the next county over. So, yeah.
How far away did that dispute happen?
You said? A while. The diner would be in town, man.
Yeah, oh, would it? It was in Harlow Town.
Okay, it was.
Ten miles from the dig site.
Okay. Do you two want to follow up on that? Or? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing in the scenario about that, so I don't know what to say. So it's a dead end.
The arresting officer tells us to go bone ourselves.
The Indians are dead end. I don't know why they would put it in that scenario right up because there's nothing in it in the scenario.
The guy that's telling us this, can we make a psychology roll for the guy that's telling us this?
No, I'm telling you, it's the GM. Yeah.
Can I ask around town to see if. The team hung out with anyone in particular? Any locals?
Yeah, give me persuade or fast talk.
Oh, I just want to go hang out with the Indian. They didn't care about this.
I made it by one.
They kept pretty much to themselves. They were there to dig. They spent all month. They basically went out there, dug all day, and then came back and ate and slept. And then, you know, they did not deal with the townies except when absolutely necessary.
I'd like to go to the dig site. I've got some tracking skills.
All right. Dig site. Anyone else stepping up?
Is anything missing?
Why don't you go hug
the artifact?
Yeah.
Actually, you said that the archaeologist's his house was searched?
Yeah, when he went missing.
Yeah. Okay, so like, do they have notes there about the dig site anywhere?
Yeah, you've already looked through them.
Okay, I mean, yeah, all right.
Well, there might be some more.
I'm going to re-examine the metal fragments, taking the modern mindset that I can't deny because of the skeleton.
Oh, you're looking at the other skeletons?
I'll look at the other skeletons and the metal fragments you found by the first one that were tempered steel and try to.
This is not an isolated incident. There are some. You find some other matches. This is not what you were hoping to. Anyway,
looking through student medical records.
Well, first let me talk about Big Porcupine Creek. Site is located about half a mile up a dig site's at half mile up a shallow slope from Big Porcupine Creek itself. It's been thoroughly cataloged and investigated. Still, FBI agents are staking out the site in shifts on the possibility that Dr. Thorley, who's wanted for escaping for questioning disappearances, might return. FBI men. They're not allowed to allow press or other unauthorized personnel on the site, but at the same time, they're trying to keep a low profile, staking out sites. So you know about them. Dig site is a large rectangular hole, 40 by 90, gridded off by stakes and twine, wooden stakes. Depth ranges from 10 to 30 feet. In the center of the dig is a large antenna-like structure, bent and damaged by time. Besides this, there's a makeshift work tent within which some of the more delicate work was performed. That's where the skeletons were separated from the rock they were embedded in. They also, that some members slept in the dig on a rotating shift to prevent theft from the site. So the FBI agents are making there. There's a manifest of equipment, content. There's, you know, you look at the list of the equipment that was found there. Most of it's taken off to the FBI by now, but there was, you know, seismographs, electronics, dig, you know, radar, drills. All that good stuff. Some of that's still there. Let's see here. There's still an abundance of objects buried at the site. They didn't dig up nearly everything. That's one thing you find out. There's still quite a few erratics in there. Let's see here.
Is the tempered steel pieces, does it look like it could be come from the big antenna?
That is certainly possible. The antenna itself is, let's see here, buried more than 30 feet of stone and dirt. Ground, let's see here, ground movement long ago bent and broke the radio tower-like structure, ripping portions of it off. It's still more or less intact, but horribly twisted and mangled. Much of it has been freed by the surrounding rock by the Pennsylvania team.
The steel structure has no visible markings or manufacturer stamps anywhere on it, on its exterior. Obviously, if you were to open it up, you might see something on the interior, but, you know, there's nothing visible from where you're looking. Assembled with a standard rivet and welding technique. Many of the rivets have broken free due to geological pressures. Let's see here. Completely intact, and more, the antenna would have stood more than 15 feet tall and would rest on a wide steel base measuring 12 by 12 by 4. The base is a bolted box from within. There's some, well, you can't see. You'd have to open it up to look in there. Let's see.
I've got a crazy...
Do you have physics?
I have physics.
No. I do.
Well, you're not there, or are you?
Yeah, I'm not there.
There with him.
Okay, give me a physics check.
No.
Okay, half idea. Anyone who's there?
80? Which would probably not.
Probably not.
A little worse. Is there...
Anyway, did anyone make it?
No.
Okay. All right, you can't tell what kind of machine or what it would be in there. There's a crushed small steel box welded on top of the base. Let's see here.
On the horizon, is there any like antenna-like structures anywhere nearby?
No.
Okay.
So I kind of want to look for...
Does anybody have electronics?
I do.
Yeah. All right. Are you there?
With them?
Yeah.
No, not
okay. Alright. Anyways, so that's what you see. Just by looking around and sort of assessing it.
Well,
Are you two at the dig site?
They went to the dig site.
Okay. Alright.
Do you want to
actually, I think I would. If there's nothing I can find as far as like the most recent notes taken by...
Oh, let me do that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've got mechanical repair.
Yeah.
Wait. Things that are written down and not reported.
Specialized people for that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think preserving it is really an issue right now.
Well, just not to destroy any evidence.
Residents, here we go.
We can wear gloves.
yeah, I wanted to.
I can put a glove on the crowbar.
Let's see here. What might have happened to the people? They might have missed.
Look through that. It's a small but well-kept house. You do find the mangled remains of a watch. You look through it. Give me a spot hidden and idea roll.
Mangled remains of a watch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Spot hidden... no on spot hidden, and wow, I failed both.
All right.
90s for both. 92, 99.
I don't see it, and I don't have an idea.
I'll keep the watch, though, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, clearly working fine. I'll do this.
Yeah. No, this is cool.
Shiny.
All right.
Is there anything else of note in his house? I'm really just looking for, like, journal notes. Anything he wrote when he came back, like, that might not have been picked up by the FBI.
Well, the only thing, the reason why you notice you looks very, like, old and battered up. Uh-huh. Like, it's been in the ground for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's in bad condition, but maybe I don't make the same connection. Oh, interesting. Let's see. Well, I don't make that connection yet, so...
Maybe fake.
Well, no, that's why you looked at it in the first place, but you couldn't read the writing on it, so...
Oh, okay, sure.
Anyway.
If it just had his skeleton removed and calcimized and buried in the ground, then it would be the perfect scheme. Sure, he'd be boneless, but he'd be a free man.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you Delta Green agents.
He's probably in his own trunk right now.
Yeah.
And he hadn't found himself.
Everyone's trying to find themselves. Yeah. But wait, not
literally. Let's literally. You want to meet up and
if all right.
So you start looking at the skeleton. Guess what?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Skeleton number two is you don't need to roll now that you know what to look for. Skeleton two is almost certainly. Let's see here. They're odd green color because they're fossilized. and there is evidence of modern dental work. And the dental work matches Franklin Opez's. It's slightly malformed. Let's see. Yeah, the tailbone is slightly malformed, but appears to be corrected by a brace. So you have found what appears to be. When dug up, the skeleton had a ring on its finger. But you can't read the inscription on it.
After all the salad I managed to eat after we found out about the last.
So you found Franklin Opez's skeleton.
Oh, this was such a bad idea.
Skeleton number three. Let's see here. The dental records match Gareth Weiland's dental records.
Joy.
And there are broken bones that match his medical records.
At least Hazel and then Dester and then Denise.
Teeth dental records match Larry Cazell's.
Cazell.
Yep. Let's see here.
Is the trend
Skeleton of- 5, you do not find a match. It's not somebody.
Ha! This one's clearly a fake.
That one is actually.
It's one of the Indians.
Let's see here.
Wouldn't talk to us.
Yes.
It is fossilized. It is 3 feet down. White male, 5'11". Evidence of modern dental work.
But it doesn't match any of the people who went disappearing in the official report.
There's also a lump of silver metal about the size of a bottle cap was located with the remains. Give me an idea check.
Ought 7.
Nice.
That looks a lot like a mangled pacemaker. But no one else had a pacemaker, Dr. Human.
No one had a pacemaker.
Or at least of the people you know that are missing.
Those ferns were very advanced.
I checked the county medical missing persons so record for
the
people who were missing.
Found the skeleton that matches with them before they disappeared. Is that...
They found a bunch of skeletons. Again?
The people who disappeared
were
there... When the skeletons that matched them were found.
Male skeleton number 6 matches Dr. Emmett Wilson.
I don't know.
Does that make sense?
I don't remember the exact
And
time
let's
might,
see.
Might have been.
There were a bunch of skeletons at one time.
That's right, because the one that Thorley took back might have been his own.
Yeah. And right. Skeleton 7 matches Denise Dester.
He took the first skeleton back.
Yeah, and
the first skeleton
him.
Was Dr. Thorley's
it was
skeleton.
Thorley, so he took his own skeleton back, and that's probably...
And he cried at skeleton number 5, which was the unknown.
Is it really?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Plot thickens, maybe?
Pacemaker.
Anyway, so you two are at the dig site. Are you going to do anything else?
I will rush to the dig site with my exciting news.
Okay, so the whole team's there.
Guys, you've got to hear about this. They're all dead.
They're all dead and they found themselves dead.
Does Dr. Thorley have any living abilities?
Yeah, let's go home.
Give me a library use check or investigation or forensics or something. Library use.
Yeah,
library use.
That's a skill. Give me some sort of skill use.
I'll call the funeral director with fast talk.
Oh, very good. Nice.
Oh, you're good.
Funeral director.
I just rolled a D8, so that's not going to work.
Well, he's missing. He's not dead yet. He hasn't been buried.
Hot 9. But I'm trying to find a relative. Who has possession of... Oh, wait. Or, yeah, who's doing the whatever?
Okay, so you don't call the funeral director, you call the county hospital?
Right. His emergency contact information.
He has a personal physician.
I'll call him and
all right,
try and
a,
get his...
Dr. Henry Sadier is his doctor. He's like, yes, hello, can I help you?
Yes. I'm with the FBI. We're researching the disappearance of Dr. Thornley. We need to know... Who's his... emergency contact information. We're trying to track him down, and we think he might be staying with them.
Let's see.
Violate HIPAA regulations.
I'm very charming.
Have much of a family. He didn't really have anyone. His father, passed away a while ago. He's one member of a Masonic lodge. Quiet guy, pretty well liked.
volunteer at the summer youth program. But, you know, he had a lot of friends. He didn't have real family, though. He was a bachelor, you know.
So he's quiet and well-liked by his community.
Yeah. But he doesn't have no surviving family?
No surviving family. Why do you ask?
Oh,
are you looking for someone?
Dr.
Have you found him yet?
No, we're still occasionally they hold up with the people they put for their emergency contact. It's very odd.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens a lot around here,
yeah.
Really.
You wouldn't have to know if this is completely unrelated, but you wouldn't have to know if his father had a pacemaker, would you?
Well, I don't remember off the top of my head, and no, he didn't. I mean, that's a hard question. I just had mine checked out a little while ago, but yeah. Why do you ask?
Oh, it came up in the investigation. Thornley mentioned a pacemaker.
Okay. Well, you know.
When was the last time you saw Dr. Thornley?
Here's him. July 31st. I came in after hours. Let's see here. He was complaining that the pin on his leg was bothering him more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, it looked kind of psychological to me. He seemed to be in a very agitated state, you know, something was on his mind.
Did he not want to be touched? Was he irritable?
Yeah, he was very, very touchy. I gave him a sedative and drove him home because it seemed like he was really at the weight of the world on his mind.
Something about metal that were reacting to what they found.
Oh.
Okay, well.
That's really out of character, that you saying that, though.
Yeah. Well, I'd obviously relay all this some point.
Well, then.
Can you give me some contact information? I might have some questions later, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, sure. You're right there. And who are you?
I'm Jack. Jack Franklin. Or I'll give my fake FBI name.
Joe Johnson.
Okay. Agent Joe Johnson.
All right. So, all right. Anything else?
No, that's all, I think.
Okay.
Unless anyone...
Glad I could help. I hope he's okay.
We'll hear in the papers with this one.
All right.
I think you guys saw all the important questions to him, so...
Yeah.
Where did we meet up, by the way?
At the dig site.
The dig site.
Dig site
I came driving to the dig site to let you guys know that I just found out that all the skeletons all the skeletons have been identified except for one, and it has a pacemaker.
And then
I throw out more egg salad.
I will relay the fact that his doctor had a pacemaker. It might be a complete coincidence, but this is getting very strange.
So you think his dad disappeared, too?
His dad did not have a pacemaker.
His dad did not have a pacemaker.
Oh, he didn't. Okay.
But his doctor did.
The doctor
has.
Did.
Has.
Excuse me. He's still alive.
Okay.
What did
but
the
his
doctor,
dad, his dad was a member.
Do you know anything about the doctor? What does he look like?
I only talked to him on the phone.
Judging by his voice, I would say he's 5'11".
Hey, that's not a thing.
I use psychology on his description of the doctor to match his
metagaming. That's not, no.
I
use phrenology to figure out the bumps on his head, to see if he's an honest man or deceitful.
I use this to analyze his...
Can I...
What is his astrological sign?
YouTube him. Wait, it's 1990.
Yeah, 1999.
Think that still sucks, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, well,
I'll go to GeoCities.
Once they let everybody know what's going on at the...
I will look for his GeoCities webpage.
It's obnoxious and terrible looking.
Yes, well, that goes without saying.
It's full of spinning widgets.
Anyways, you guys
stuff.
Figure out what you're going to do next. I'm going to use restroom.
Okay. I think, like, our leads are... There's something inside this antenna.
Yeah. There's something weird about... It sounds like, from what you just found out, there's something weird about metals.
Whatever's going on.
And like that antenna and some kind of reaction, maybe.
Well, wait, okay, so there was a metal leg.
Yes, and he said it was bothering him more than usual. Right.
There was a pacemaker. There was sunglasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, aviation goggles.
Yeah. There was...
dental records on most of the students.
Were there, like, fillings or something? Dental, modern dental.
Everyone,
modern
dental was identified through dental records.
It just could have been orthodontics.
The surgical pin, the aviation goggles, and the pacemaker are the clear medical connections. But everyone's... there's been strange metal objects found around all of the skeletons.
Yeah, actually, in modern orthodontics, like, these sometimes will leave metal bars in and around the teeth. So, like, that could be another thing.
So every body...
had metal in or near it.
Yeah. I think so.
Has there been any other metallic objects recovered so far? Everything's been scrap metal and medical components.
Yeah.
Everything's been scrap metal and medical components. Any seemingly old mechanical devices? Any other old metal things discovered?
I don't think
the
so.
The antenna is a time magnet.
Nobody else has disappeared in the town. Well, except those Indians.
The unknown.
Except those Indians who are like now a dead end. Nothing. They're not there anymore.
But they're in jail.
Yeah, they're in jail. Yeah. And you can't get to that jail.
But only no one in town is
not allowed in that jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
For some reason, we can't question it. That
is the Majestic 12 jail.
Well, it's like they're NPCs, and we go up to them, and there's no arrow. We can't hit X to talk to them.
Is he still going?
Yes,
they're going. Okay.
Let's talk shit about Ross.
Yeah, yeah. Ross is a real jerk.
How much would it bet he doesn't listen to this before he posts it?
Probably not. father was a mason.
I think we have to examine the antenna.
I'm sure as Delta Green agent, I'm sure the Masons have done some crazy shit.
Probably.
Right. Clearly. Secret Society, we know what happens in Secret Society. Yeah. They talk to fish people.
we just haven't got any evidence on them so far.
Exactly. So, clearly, fish people are helping turn skin people and then turn their skeletons into rock and bury them in Porcupine Creek.
Clearly.
Well, come on, you give me something better to work with.
No.
Actually, I like that.
Well, goddamn geology.
I hope it turns out to be that anyway.
Let's see. The geophysicist, if this doesn't involve compound particles or rocks,
I can't help you.
That the doctor is the fifth skeleton. What links him?
Yeah, exactly.
What links him?
Why him?
Why him? And
nothing
not the sheriff
about the antenna.
I'm sorry, the deputy who handcuffed him.
Maybe could it have to do something with Thorley's contact with him?
He said he gave him a sedative.
Well, okay. When was the last time Thorley saw that doctor?
July 31st.
After all the first couple of disappearances.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
so
there was a month.
Do you think it could have?
Happening.
Do you think it could have anything to do with just him having contact with the doctor? I mean, who else? Although he would have had to have had contact with other people, so maybe.
Right.
But, but there's the metal thing.
No random people from the town haven't gone. So.
Well, right, but they might not have metal in them.
You do have that watch now. Have you shown it to?
Yeah, I was gonna actually. I was gonna mention that actually.
So did everyone give me strange metal objects?
Yeah. I do. I pull out like
spun
in
and
looking checks. For some notes, but I like that one's crappy watch.
I spot hidden.
God damn! That's I cannot.
I don't
spot.
Idea.
What's
idea? So here, I hand it to you. You point out.
Oh my god! This is a watch.
Look on the right hand side. It's a watch winder thing.
It's a wrist. I'm sorry. What?
He got
anybody make it?
He got spotted.
I spotted hidden.
Anybody make an idea check?
Yeah.
No?
Failed.
Everyone failed?
So what did he notice then?
The inscription reads...
Oh, wait a second.
For Tom...
That's 28. I passed.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Wait, are you... Is that...
No, he's...
No, I'm looking at my dice. I thought I had an 82.
Oh, okay. You did. Okay. All right, you made both. The inscription reads, you can make it out, for Thomas from Proud Father. Dr. Thomas Thorley. It's obviously from his... father.
Make salad.
There is a wristwatch. Yes. In the when Dr. Thorley was arrested, one of the wrist personal effects was a wristwatch that matches this description.
When he was arrested,
where did you find this?
At his house.
This is ancient. I mean, this can't be his. Battered, mangled.
Let's go over the timeline again, exactly, of what happened.
I think he was buried Pleistocene rock, of course.
The one outlier is the doctor, if that's the fifth skeleton. But they've all been around this antenna. I think that warrants some further
investigation. We need to check it out.
Yes, we do.
I get some binoculars.
How close are we at the dig site? How close
I'm
are we?
I'm not going
to the
into
antenna?
The pit. I'll stay up on the ledge and look at it with binoculars.
The pit's 10 to 30 feet deep, and you're all outside of the pit. So, you know, like, you're at least 20 or 30 feet away from it.
I will get close enough to take a look.
Okay. I mean, like, define that. Like,
okay.
To take
jutting off out of the ground, yeah, I will get within 20 feet of it.
Okay, you're looking at it.
All right.
Still don't learn anything new.
You said there was a box at the bottom?
Yes.
I will do the stupid thing in Cthulhu and look inside the box.
You can't. Yeah. Don't open the box. I mean, you have to. It's closed. I mean, you have to open it up somehow.
Where is this box?
How is it? It's at the bottom of the pit.
Welded on top of the base. There's a small cross box welded on the top of the base. Remember, it's an antenna. The base is a bolted box. Let's see here. Actually, everyone else give me a physics or idea check.
Oh, by the way, the way down to his hotel is okay. The way back up sucks because
my physics.
Okay.
Are you asking for idea rolls from other people?
Yeah, screw it. You made it anyway. This is what gumshoe system is for. You look at the box at the base of the housing for this, at the base, and it reminds you a lot of what a generator would look like. Like, there's a generator at the base of this antenna.
It's really old.
Yeah, millions of years old.
I will share this detail with my box examining colleague. This appears to be a generator of some kind.
I've got mechanical repair. Would I know how to open the generator box?
Electronics. Would electronics help you at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me electronics.
Come on, everybody close to
You'll have to actually, you know, open it up and stuff.
If you mention that it's a generator.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just like, I just want to let you know, you can't just look at this to figure it out. Yeah. You have to actually get...
I go get a crowbar. I have a strength of 16.
Okay, then, no, there's tools nearby. Yeah, go and give me electronic mechanical repair.
Yeah, if you mention it, I'll go down there.
No, I don't.
You keep rolling so high.
All right, you fool around with it.
Hit it with a rock.
The device, there's a... you open it up, and it looks like a... you failed your checks?
Yeah.
I got an 81.
I got a 77.
Yeah.
You open it up, you see machinery. Yeah. The significance of it, you failed to grasp. So you can try again tomorrow.
Okay. I look at my friends expectantly. Well, what is it, guys?
Yeah.
Everyone
give me a luck check at half.
Luck check at half?
Oh, boy,
I got to roll under 25.
I made it.
22. Yeah.
All right. You see what appears to be the faintest outline inside by opening up this machine, this generator.
Yeah.
You see the faintest outline inside of a single core radiation symbol. It looked like the center of this generator was powered by a radioactive material.
There's a little radioactive symbol.
Yeah, built like radiation warning.
Hey, I say,
give me another electronics check.
Okay.
You point this out to your friends?
Yes, I do. 70. I failed that one. 72. Hooray.
You make it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You look at it, and it reminds you, there are machines that are basically atomic batteries that just last for as long as the atomic fuel lasts. That it basically generates electricity by getting energy from the radiation. So it would be built for something like plutonium or something like that. That would be in that core that you just found, and it would generate electricity for a very long time.
I assume these kind of things are not common. Would there be one around here?
No.
Somewhere in the
these
area?
These devices is actually, it's only used for special purpose things. Like the Soviets had atomic lighthouses along the northern coast of Russia in isolated areas that were powered by these kind of batteries because they just couldn't get...
These are things that will never go out.
Okay. Well, they will go out eventually,
it's
but like...
a long time.
Decades, centuries, you know, depending on just however long the fuel lasts. Maybe. You could make a physics check to figure... Well, I mean, you, if you...
Yeah. I'll mention what I found out.
Well, anyways, you have to do that tomorrow. So, like, okay. I mean, your characters, you know, basically. By this time, you've all been working. Have you been working with it too to help them out, or have you just been?
Yeah, well, I've been trying. I'm not very skilled.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you've just been kind of watching.
Yeah.
All right. So the four of you go back.
I'm gonna go have an egg salad sandwich.
All right, yeah. You really go back to the town, have a long night.
doesn't agree with
switch it up a bit.
You're awoken at 5 in the morning. You get a call.
Oh, wait, cell phones, that's the 90s.
Yeah. No, that's 80s.
Yeah.
They're just, you know.
They're just really crappy flip phones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you do it like this?
There is a panicked woman's voice.
The first grab.
Hello? Are you? What name did you give Dr. Sadier?
Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson. Are you Agent Jack? Agent Jack Johnson.
Yes. Who's this?
I'm Sadie. I'm his assistant, secretary.
Calm down. Whose secretary are you?
Dr. Sadier's. I just saw him disappear, and he had your name on his note pad on his desk.
Wait, hold on. He just disappeared.
He just disappeared.
Okay, I'm with the FBI.
Okay.
You don't have to call anyone else. This is good handling.
Okay.
And I'll don't touch anything. We'll be over in just a minute, and I'll.
Okay.
I'll call Delta Green, whoever would have. Contain the scene, I guess.
Agent Harlow.
I'll call Agent Harlow.
Okay.
He's the guy to call if we need guns.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I'll call the rest of the team.
Okay.
And be like, there's been another disappearance. It was the doctor.
The doctor with the pacemaker?
Yes.
The doctor you talked to? All
right, you go there. The nurse is there, she's a middle-aged woman, or, you know, receptionist, secretary.
Before, on the way there, can I pick up a Geiger counter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You get there. She explains that, you know, Dr. Sadier was talking to her, and then he literally vanished in front of her eyes. Not sound, it just happened. You sweep the Geiger counter over, there's no radiation that it detects. And your name is clearly written, your contact information clearly written on a notepad. FBI agent Jack Johnson, number 555, blah, 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 blah.
So you're going to have to kill the nurse and get out of there.
We have to burn that
office down.
So, everyone give me a sand check, because this is like, holy shit.
Oh, fuck. Hot 7.
All right. Oh, I succeeded that one.
96.
Success.
All right. I don't have anything.
It's the only thing I can roll well on. Sanity checks.
You have a D6?
Keeping it together.
Yeah, I'm good.
Those who fail lose 3 sanity. Those who make it lose 1.
Okay. Hooray.
This is getting really, really, oh shit, what the fuck's going on?
I'm actually maintaining fairly well.
Yeah.
I'm 48, so.
Okay.
I feel like I should be losing more sand because I'm freaking out.
Oh my god, man.
What the F?
I'm a geophysicist. This isn't my fucking job.
Why did I ever join
this?
Secret government conspiracy?
I'm gonna take her down.
Is it just on? You know,
I'm a friendly. I think it's legitimate.
I'm gonna go find the nurse or the secretary.
Oh, yeah, she's right there. She's like,
all right, ma'am,
I'm gonna
get to
calm
down.
This thing. It's like,
I'll do some like routine bullshit questions, but I'll try and slip in. This is going to sound odd, and it is related. Do you have any kind of pacemaker or dental work?
No.
Or
well, yes, I have dental work.
Okay.
I have cavities here.
Fillings?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'll ask some more bullshit questions.
Okay. You don't even make checks. She's eager to help the authorities.
Like she talks about fillings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Silver fillings.
Have you been feeling what kind of fillings?
Have you been feeling irritable at all?
No.
I was going to ask that. Have you been feeling any kind of weird bothering?
Up until just now, no.
All right.
Now I'm terrified. What's going on?
Can I use?
Is it the rapture?
Can I maybe use?
I'm a geologist, ma'am.
Can I maybe use psychology to like reassure and maybe calm her down a little bit?
A little bit. Yeah. That's more psychoanalysis, but like whatever.
Oh, okay. Psychology.
Just don't make it worse.
No, I made it.
Okay. All right, yeah, she calms down. I have to,
What was he talking to you when he disappeared? What was he?
Oh, we were just going over the routine. The work. Yeah, just work.
And there were no signs of anything at all. It was just in a blink of an eye, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Did he mention being irritable?
No.
Okay.
He was concerned about his friend.
As they're interviewing her,
Dr. Dorley.
Get over to you.
What time
have you had any?
You know, like five, like literally 10 minutes before, like 5 minutes before she called. She was just so panicked, she just kind of, she blacked out, and then she saw FBI, you know, Jack Johnson's called you first, so.
Little did he know that this is a fake name.
What?
That's your real name and a fake phone.
You can't get his medical records. You know, he kept his own medical records on the office.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't we do? I'm gonna look.
No,
for
no, they're on the paper. You just pull the file. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay, I'm looking for the doctor's file.
Yeah, yeah. You pull the doctor's file.
I already examined the skeleton. I look for any matches.
The dental work looks pretty fucking familiar.
Anybody have a
skeleton?
Yeah.
Five foot eleven.
Yeah, 5'11".
Can we pull the nurses and medical file in case there's another skeleton that shows up?
It's like it's catching up to them, like.
I slam his file down. Have any of you had surgery?
Ever?
Yeah, some of you. I mean, you've had broken bones. The one time a ghoul punched
your
over.
Your federal agents have any of you had wrist. Pins placed in your body? Screws?
Probably.
Yeah, some of you, yeah. All of you have corpses, skeletons that will be recognizable by modern science. I'll go magic that. Try that.
I'll remove them. I'm a geologist.
All right. Since the last disappearance and this disappearance, how long
it's now October 4th.
Die.
My
God, yeah.
Could
keep digging around the site.
And look for our own bones.
I'm basically trying to figure out, is the time between disappearances increasing, decreasing?
I don't even care anymore.
What?
The time between disappearances.
We need to go unplug that thing.
It seems to be erratic. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's increasing for this between this one and the last one, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like September when the last one happened, and now it's October, so it's like a month. All
right.
And he didn't see him, and he saw him July 31st, and it's October 4th now.
Okay.
So.
All right, group huddle. I think we need to go turn.
We need to unplug
off.
That.
We need to unplug it. We need to sever the power.
I
don't know if it's going to help necessarily at this point because things seem to be happening, you know, back then. But
right. Well,
get a lead suit.
We need to know more. What is this antenna doing?
It's something to do with people disappearing, or people finding their own skeletons and then disappearing.
They're having breakdowns, arriving at the site, and somehow... Somehow this
gun is responsible for making holes in bodies. I'm not sure how.
It's like somebody shot it.
It's like somebody projected a small metal cartridge bullet of some sort.
We should find out more. I agree.
I agree with...
It is our job.
I'm a geologist.
Maybe we should slag it.
Do what now?
Just completely scorch the earth. Maybe not even remove the power source. Just completely melt it.
I'm fine with that, but I want to remove the power source first.
There might be uncovered things that will help us understand what's actually going on.
How are we going to? There's only four of us, and none of us are really archaeologists. Well, one of us is
geologist.
I have anthropology.
Yeah, we don't really know how to conduct a dig.
Well, we have colleagues who
can dig it out.
If we just find data, we can actually pass it on to someone who can make some sense out of it.
Hey, maybe we could hire those Indians.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'd like to take a little time to write some notes down and send an email off to ASL.
That's what Delta Green is for, man.
Wait, I can't. What do you should probably think to do that?
Think to do what?
Send a note to ASL. Hey, we may be catapulted back into time or turned into rock. Or somebody might kill us and then use our corpses as part of the elaborate facade.
Let us leave notes for the next investigative party that comes after us. So that
when
they don't
we roll
make the
up our
mistakes.
New characters, they should have this warning.
Don't touch the antenna. Team don't wear metal. Or don't have metal in your body.
Oh, shit.
Too late.
All right. So you're heading back.
I'm going back to the site. I'm looking for
a what are you saying before you leave? What's going on? What should I do?
Just relax.
Stay calm. Take two of these. Call in the morning.
It's like we know about as much as you do at this point. There's not really much we can say to make this right for you. He disappeared in front of your eyes. There's no good explanation for that.
A good explanation, but it is unfortunately a matter of national security.
Don't leave town. You saw this happen. You're still under suspicion.
You guys are assholes.
No, the worst we can do.
I'm a geologist.
Back off, man. I'm a
super sedative, and then pretend like, oh, you were having a bad dream.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's better.
Her doctor's disappeared. Like, there's no way to, master that. She has to deal with it.
Yeah. All right.
So you're going to Big Porcupine Creek, back to the dig site?
Well, yeah. What are we doing there?
I'm looking for.
I feel like
lead suit. I don't make my luck check.
Okay.
Feel like removing the power source wouldn't really do much. I feel like we need to explore the area, maybe even...
Well, here's the thing. If it's a thing that's... If we're going with the crazy idea that it's something that's transporting it back in time, this thing is probably here now, and if we can stop it in the here now, maybe we'll stop it in the past.
I don't think time travel is going on. I think calcifying these people's bodies. They're being lured to this site, and something about this device is calcifying them. It's turning their bones.
But then why did the doctor disappear? He'd never been to this site.
It's not just calcifying. I mean, the bodies are eroded.
Yes, well, yeah. Their
bones are replaced by stone.
How do you the carbon dating? How do you explain
explain that, geologist.
I can't.
You can only date things so far back, a few hundred thousand years.
Yeah, it's pegging them. Obviously, it's doing something that is screwing up the machine. It's pegging all the dates. Why would it do that?
But the doctor found his own body.
It's dating them so far back they can't even be dated.
Yeah, but how do you explain the doctor finding his own body then?
Because it was buried years and years ago. He's going to find it now.
No, he's saying it's a calcification magnet.
Oh, were you using the Geiger counter at the site?
Yeah, we can do that.
You don't find any radiation. There's no, the radiation...
Like it's running out of
core
power?
...core is not radioactive anymore. Give me a physics check.
I was going to say, how much power is left in that generator then?
I got it this time.
There would be no power in it. It's gone through its radioactive half-life.
So it already is. That antenna is not powered at the moment.
Yeah.
As far as
I'm freaking out, guys!
So maybe we need to find this tower now. It's the analog in the present.
Wait.
It is in the
present. You are in the present.
Yeah. This thing is even powered.
My idea is it's...
And it's affected, too. Okay. I don't think it's the antenna. This is something else.
It's got to be.
What's
under the antenna?
Yeah, that's the thing. We can keep looking. We can keep digging, I guess.
You want to go under?
Yes.
Let's go under the antenna.
We might as well.
Give me a shovel.
Can we get, an extra...
If we find another skeleton. We find another skeleton.
How about some red suits? Red shirts.
What?
Wait, maybe that wouldn't make any sense.
It's a sealed FBI site. We'd have to explain to the FBI why we need to dig under it.
We said there's bodies
under
there.
Who has operate heavy machinery?
There's bodies not me. Let's go.
We have reason to suspect the body
specialist.
What's that?
Did you still have the watch on you?
You were carrying
the watch.
I have
it. And nobody made their ID check or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So everybody handled it.
I got it.
I have it on me.
I was wearing gloves.
Okay.
We'll say I have it on me.
Sure. So what are you going to do with
the
antenna?
I think we're going to leave it for now because we don't think it has power right now. We think it's something else that's responsible. So we
dig under it?
Yeah.
It's resting on soil and stone, right?
Yeah.
Can we get some teams out here to dig underneath?
You can dig, but you...
Yeah, I'm going to get a shovel.
This is a covert operation. You technically don't have real jurisdiction here. You're kind of like... So lying and deceiving.
We'd have to try and justify it. We're under a cover.
That would be... You could. That would be... Do you have operate heavy machinery?
No.
01.
Right. You hit the antenna.
I'm feeling lucky. I'm feeling lucky.
But there's four of us.
All right,
we all get a bulldozer.
The chances that one of us will get a
we all try to drive a bulldozer.
You can dig with shovels.
Okay,
like I'm gonna get a shovel.
All right, you start digging.
I have a con of 18.
Everyone give me a luck check.
I have a strength 8. So
whoever gets the highest wins a prize.
Luck check.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I get 87.
I got an
highest. You mean lowest?
3.
No, highest. Like who got the worst roll?
70.
58.
Okay. I'm 22 over.
Guess what? Give me a sanity check.
Okay, I will.
No, just him.
I made it 42. I got. Yeah.
You find a human skull. With, let's see here.
I grab the skull but hold it up next to him.
Yeah. Now, would you say the cranium is about the shape of...
Oh, boy. Let's see here.
Did you put your head on a stove as a child? Why?
You find a skull that looks millions of years old because it is... Let's see it has evidence of modern dental work. And did you make your sanity check?
I did. I did make it.
You did?
I successfully made it.
Okay,
yeah,
you lose one sanity.
Okay.
So, you're like, oh shit, there's someone else.
Okay.
It's the assistant. She had fillings.
Actually, you want to look at it a little closer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I do.
Would you like to hand it to
me? I don't, but I do.
Yeah, there's bad news for you. You look at the fillings and the dental,
it's me.
It has the same filling pattern as you do.
Oh god. Okay.
Okay. I drop the skull I drop the skull immediately and just go like completely pale.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. It's not real.
I keep digging.
Yes, it is.
Okay, but yeah.
You suck. I attempt to comfort him with psychology.
That doesn't work.
Look,
no,
I know,
it really doesn't.
It's got you, but we can stop this still.
How the hell does it...
Okay. Give me a physics check.
Can we figure out... We need to figure out how this is happening and why me.
Yeah, I got it.
Give me
so
a
you don't make the same mistakes.
Give me a physics check.
I don't have the skill.
Oh, who has physics?
Okay. I do.
All right, what did you guys make?
66 out of 71.
Was that a critical success?
What is critical?
One-fifth under your skill max.
I got 20, so...
Oh, okay, no, that's not.
Yeah.
All right, what about you?
Nope, not a crit. But I made it.
You think... you begin to realize that as you're thinking, you speculate maybe it's some sort of form of energy or something that is previously unknown to science.
Yeah.
And... all three of you give me a sand check.
Uh-huh. Do I advantage?
Oh, no.
No.
It's all going downhill.
I think I have an idea.
Shit. Yeah, this is not going to be nice. Those of you who fail...
Do I have a fighting chance?
Only
hit
lose...
the book. Roll it again.
Okay. Yeah. Only lose 2 sanity.
Hit the table.
But you see your fellow agent disappear literally before your eyes.
Blink.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Bad luck.
Like, look.
Yeah. I should do.
I'm gonna throw the shovel down.
Everyone, all three of you, give me idea checks.
Roll
I made
high,
it.
Roll high. Roll high.
What's that?
Oh, no. You went low. You went low.
I missed it.
You remember Dr. Thorley was talking about infected, and you remember that he found the pocket watch earlier before any of you handled it. He was in contact with it longer than any of you. Mm. Give me physics checks.
No.
Huh?
10.
All right. You look at the... You think perhaps some metal can store or transfer this radiation somehow. And you realize... All three of you have been fucking around with the antenna and the pocket watch.
No.
All right. What do you do?
I throw down the shovel. I'm like, I'm not going to let this get me. Then I storm off and look for some kind of way to destroy this antenna. Maybe explosives?
Yeah, sure. There's explosives.
Yeah, I help you look for explosives.
There's your rental car. You can set it on fire or ram the truck into it.
We need to totally bury it.
Oh. Okay, well, that would... You don't... There's, it's an archaeological dig. They don't have dynamite, unfortunately.
Well, it's a small...
They do not.
It's a Colorado hick town.
Yeah.
Someone has explosives.
No, they do. You'll have to go into
the
town to get that.
Store.
Huh? All right.
Yeah.
Well, all three of you, give me luck checks.
That takes way too long.
Don't fail.
I made it.
What is luck?
No, hold on. No,
luck is... Oh, wow. Hot six.
You feel a little, both of you give me sand chats.
What happened? You're going to...
I made it.
I did not make it.
What's up, dead buddy?
Wow.
All right,
burns.
You three sanity.
I made it.
All right, for you and one sanity for you.
I want to know what we see.
Five sanity and like...
I'll describe it in a second. All it's right. Not pleasant.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so two of them. Then there were two, so...
No.
Give me physics checks.
Unfortunately, no. I'm
freaking out. I got it.
All right. You think it's some sort of energy, some sort of way to purge or alter the energy or do something to it. You don't know what. So you're just panicking, just trying to think of desperate ideas. So like,
yourself.
Alter the energy.
Knowledge equals power. Power equals energy. Energy equals equals MC.
All right.
I will go.
What if we? It's not powered anymore, right? What if we power it?
That's possible.
Electricity.
Yes, the car battery.
Yeah. All right. You rush over to get the car battery. Give me electronics or electrical repair.
God, he's this
damn
dude.
If only I were there. I had that skill.
What about mechanical repair?
Oh, God. Oh, no, it's backwards.
What
I
about
feel my electrical
mechanical
repair. I thought I had it there for a minute, but it's 30. It's not 03.
This is interesting.
Three.
Nice. You hook it up.
Maybe...
Unfortunately, God, what does it do?
Like, wait, the base on the electrical pair is 10, right?
Yeah.
And I made it under.
Hey, watch this.
Wait, let me help it. Let me help close the fuse there.
Wait, you idiot. Normally, I'd say there's too much of it's eroded. It's been there for millions of years. Couldn't possibly, but for the sake of that's a very interesting idea. You get it to activate for several seconds, and it emits an intense burst of T radiation, the radiation that is accelerates the process even further. Both of you vanish simultaneously, along with the two FBI agents who are watching nearby, wondering what the fuck was going on. No one is left by. All four of you.
And all the metal objects in the blast site are affected.
They're infected with T radiation. Nice.
Very cool.
This
and we are the T team.
Operation.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Operation Fuck the World.
We're the best Delta Green.
This is twice today for me.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is a very lethal scenario.
I remember Scott Glancy mentioning something like this.
You go through in space, which is a. Let me find the description of it.
God, why did I roll on three?
And then your body, basically, in space is a vacuum, so you die before you arrive in the Pliocene era. Your bodies are.
Yeah, I remember him saying they were talking about Black Cod Island versus this, and they
basically, this is all based on the H.P. Lovecraft story. God, what is it? I can't remember what story it is. It's a fragment of a story. There's a movie based on it called From Beyond. And it's basically about this resonator called the by the scientist named Tillinghast, who develops what he calls the Tillinghast resonator and lets you see into other dimensions. And thing is, they can start seeing you and affecting you. And, it's also, it ties into Majestic 12, the Philadelphia experiment, which is time travel and shit like that. And basically, Majestic 12, the evil government conspiracy, placed a antenna 5 million years in the past so they could use as an anchor so they could travel through time. Basically, it became the way the properties of T radiation, which are explained in Eyes Only, what do they do? The story, the H.P. Lovecraft story isn't called From Beyond. It's really
From
only
Beyond
a fragment.
Right.
Oh, it is? Okay, sorry. Basically, metal carries it, the infection, the radiation, and people, once they get a charge of it, it starts building up in them, until they either go back and they get sucked into in space or they can dissipate it. If you get zapped with like electricity, it'll clear it, but unless you do it the right way, like through a Faraday cage or something, you'll be killed. You know, you'll
I was gonna say we electrocute ourselves. Then you said the car battery, and I. Oh, you're right. We can power it.
So there.
I could have saved us if you had.
I was panicking.
We were electrocuting ourselves all day in Tom's game. So
yeah. let me find in space. The nature of in space.
Monsters.
Is almost completely empty and appears as nothing more than a void of gray. And there are creatures that live beyond that are not native, but basically you suffocate within, you know,
no
before
oxygen.
You arrive in back in T-space, back in reality in the Pliocene era. That's what happened to all the people. So they all died. And basically the way it is, what triggered it is the pocket watch had a small charge of T-radiation, and then the antenna was fucking loaded with it.
Like getting close to it even?
Touching it and working with it basically doomed you.
Yeah.
And there's no real way for your characters to figure this out without, like, me being nice, basically.
Before routes, I remember Scott Glancy's talking about an adventure. He said, by going to the problem and being cautious and using gloves and looking at it, you die.
Yeah.
You get catapulted through time to the Pleistocene before there's oxygen.
Yeah.
And then you said, that's the one scenario even I have been apprehensive to run.
it's a TPK machine.
It's great, though.
It's a great scenario. It's a great mystery, but it's really fucking hard.
I love that.
Is the correct solution gather all the metal without touching it, tossing it back in the hole?
There are a couple solutions. I'll just read
them. I love when the wheels come off in a good COC game.
The ideal way is to purge the radiation, is like electrical field.
If we just taser ourselves.
Well, no, like 50,000 volts.
I have a taser.
If you're grounded, you're fine.
So we just had to course.
You have to make a luck check, otherwise you'll be killed. So, but still, that's the best way to purge it through electricity. Removing it. The thing is, if you tried to destroy it, that would have spread the T radiation.
Yeah,
piece
of metal fragments.
So you would have fucked up even more, and the deputy would have disappeared too. That would have been another body. So, and people can transmit the radiation to each other. So if like you're that's how the doctor got hit.
Oh, because it goes into their metal pieces.
Well, no, it's just people too.
Oh, just people to people.
Yeah, yeah,
okay. So it was. So I was actually right about the whole. It was because he was in contact with them.
Yeah.
In general.
And the deputy would have gotten too, the deputy's body. Yeah. Just hadn't been discovered yet. His skeleton hadn't been discovered yet.
Yeah.
Right. I thought, you find Debbie. You're like, no, you.
So the doctor was infected. Does that mean that his assistant was also infected? Maybe very, very lightly?
I don't think the doctor built up enough. There are options that you can have that happen. It's not a zombie,
It's not like a cascading, then the world explodes.
Yeah, no,
if
it's,
it was,
it's not
there'd be a lot more people missing.
Yeah, exactly. It is kind of limited, but yeah, T radiation, this Artifact Zero is just like, the solution is nearly impossible to figure out, and it's with what you have in the scenario, and if you do one thing that's not very, like, very, I look around, I touch, you know, I figure it out. You're dead. You're basically dead.
Yeah, but by the time I synced up what I heard,
really the second time through.
It's like playing D&D, and it's like, hey, you find a glowing rock, and I take it. It's probably magical. And then you find out three sessions later, it's plutonium. You're dead. You didn't think there was plutonium in this scenario, in this world.
You didn't ask me if there was plutonium.
So, yeah, I hope you guys had fun.
I had fun.
Hey, thanks for staying up way, fuck.
Yeah, it's almost 2:00.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not getting up early tomorrow.
Good. I've got a 10:00 Kerberos Club.
Oh, yeah, has Ben running that?
Yeah,
Benbo?
I think so.
Oh, y'all fine. Anyways, this has been Russ Painter, Roleplaying Public Radio, and this has been Artifact Zero, a total party kill. So.